pleased to have head coach Shante Leggins joining us. And a victory, 2-0 start. You said you can't go 2-0 till you go 1-0. You can't go 3-0 till you go 2-0. Maybe a lot more work than guys were expecting tonight.
Oh no, you got to give Lewis and Clark and their coaching staff a congratulations. They played really good. They played hard. You know, they wanted to win. They came in here. They had a game plan. They stuck to it. They got down. They stuck to it. They made some shots, and they did a good job defensively. They turned us over a bunch, and you got to give that staff and that team a lot of credit. You know, they came in here and they played really well. They got their first game coming up here, or their second game coming up here in a bit, and I think that team's going to be pretty good. But you got to give them a lot of credit for coming here and playing well.
Yeah, and you mentioned the turnovers, Coach. A lot of those seem to be guys just playing a little bit fast right now. They almost seem correctable in the sense with guys need to take a look at it and slow down. But defensively, seeing that five-out look, that Princeton-type look, that's going to help you as you go down the line because it seems like everybody's sort of running a version of that at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of teams playing that style, and you got a lot of teams that are going to try to spread you out, and I thought they did a good job. Again, like I said, you know, we have 21 turnovers, and you know, in our closed door scrimmage, we had 22, 23, our first time. Then we had another one. You know, so we keep trying to figure out this bugaboo, man, and so you know, I think it has a lot to do with us trying to play very unselfish, and you know, we get a 3-second call, you know. Vukashin has a shot in the middle of the paint that he always shoots, and he's trying to find Tyler. And then Tyler's has a shot, and he's trying to find Tyler Harris back door. And so those are correctable. You know, it's not the end of the world. You know, we're definitely trying to play team basketball. We had 23 assists, which is a great number. But, you know, it could have been so much higher if we just, you know, played the game. And they're trying to, like I said, if you watch a lot of our games from 2 years, you know, since we've been here, we get better towards the end, you know, as we get playing a little bit because it's a new style for a lot of these guys. And you know, we just want them to understand that, you know, it's a team game, and that's what we push in their heads. And, you know, we'll clean up the turnovers. Those are unforced turnovers, but they're also turnovers trying to be unselfish if you really watch them. You know, there's a couple travels here, and, you know, Chris got a charge, and, you know, a lot of those turnovers, you know, there were a rare few turnovers where somebody took the ball out of our hands, and we try to, you know, we got stuck in a double team. It was more trying to find a guy, and so those are turnovers you can live with. You know, you don't want 21 turnovers, but those are turnovers you can fix because they're trying to play unselfish. They're trying to play the way I want them to play, and you got to really be, you know, happy for them. But also on the flip side, you played against a team that, you know, you think you should come in here and dominate, and you didn't, and so, you know, guys are hanging in their head. But we are 2-0, and we played a game, and it goes in our record, and that's just the way basketball is. And you know, any given day, anybody can win. That's why you play the games.
Yeah, and defensively, going back to that, your ability to kind of go small and the versatility of this roster, how different is that from last year, being able to pick up full court and you turn them over a few times with your press?
Well, yeah, we had to speed the game up. They were slowing it down, and you know, our guys were trying, like I said, rushing it. So we were able to go smaller. We were able to get some deflections on balls. We had our guys pressing. You know, we have a lot of different styles we can play. You know, I love V and Noah, but this game they tried to go five guards, and it was hard for them to be out there. You know, they dominated the game, and we didn't get them the ball enough. I mean, Ollie's 3 of 5. You know, V's 3 of 6. V has 6 offensive rebounds. I mean, they killed it together, but they only played 13 and 16 minutes, so we got to figure out how we can keep them on the floor while being able to guard a lot of those smaller guys. But I don't think a lot of teams that we're going to be facing will be like that. And so we got to understand, you know, how we got to play with them if we do come up against teams that want to spread us out and put little guards in there. I mean, they did their job. They were 3 of 6 and 3 of 5. We should have got them the ball. They should have had 15 to 20 shots tonight. And again, like I said, I don't put any of those turnovers on those guys. I put a lot of blame on me in the locker room, which is true. I got to have them better prepared.
Noah Jordan, a little frustrated, couldn't find his spot, his rhythm in the opener against Long Beach State, but we saw tonight, especially in the last 5 minutes of the first half, all of the special things that he can bring and add to this team.
Yeah, he's a very unique player in the sense that he played five pretty much his whole career, leading up into coming to play Division I at a higher level. You know, he's not coming into the a lower level, a small, you know, smaller college. He's coming into where we're playing against top 25 teams, and we have one of the best schedules, you know, and so he's coming right into the fire. So this is new for him too. And so, you know, we talked, and he's going to have some good games. And when he has good games and plays well, you play more, you know, and you earn trust. I talked about earning trust this game and doing what you're supposed to do. And, you know, having a game where you can go and get 12 rebounds and 3 of them offensive and getting on the glass like we did 48 to 22, you know, you're really impressed by that. And, you know, the 16 offensive rebounds is huge, and he contributed contributed to that. And so having a player like that that can play inside and out and do some good things really put us in a good spot.
Yeah, I was thinking again, Tyler Harris for a freshman.
Stop talking about him. Why do you guys keep talking about this
20
guy?
20-9.
This better not be on ESPN. This better be on the down low, man.
You know what I'm so impressed with, Coach, is his composure, but his shot selection. He takes really, really good shots.
No, he does, and he gets them. And it's crazy because he's always open, it seems. And I just don't know how, you know, he's always open. And he puts himself in good positions, and he's done a good job. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, again, I mean, he gets 10 shots up tonight, and, you know, we don't really – you know, he got some stagger screens and some different things like that. He did a really good job of putting himself in good positions. I think he was 4 or 5 from three. So now teams are going to have to close out to him, and now he's going to be able to drive by and use his length and, you know, his playmaking ability. I mean, he gets 4 offensive rebounds, and he's at 20-9 tonight. And so, and he got 2 blocks. And so he's really, really, you know, stat stuffing, as you can see.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. Now you get a couple of days to get ready for UC Riverside. A little payback is on the order Sunday afternoon. What do you want this team to focus on in the next couple of days and get ready for game 3?
I think, you know, those old, like, football movies where you send them home with a football and they can't lose it. I think they'll be going to class with basketball. So now, I'm just kidding. We got to figure out that part of it, and we got to make sure that we don't turn the ball over. We're smart with it. We make good decisions, smart decisions. We make, you know, that's going to be their thing. This is a very good team. It's well coached. They're going to pressure us. I would pressure us, too. I'd see the 21 turnovers and the 16 in the first 2 games, and they probably got some information on our scrimmages. And so our closers, they probably have some information on that. And they turned it over 3 out of the 4 games they've played. And so I'm pretty sure they're amped up to pressure, but I think we'll be prepared for it. You know, you go from an emotional game against Long Beach State. You know, it's your first game, a lot of guys' first game, and we win. And then a lot of guys, like I said, man, it's a thing where you're with an emotional team. I'm an emotional coach, and we have a lot of fun. But, you know, you look ahead. They're kids. You know, they look ahead. They're playing Lewis and Clark. They weren't, you know, filling up the task. And it's my job to make sure they're prepared and ready to go. And since they weren't, it was my fault. And I'll take it my fault when we win. When we lose, maybe not so much. But no, it was my fault. I could have done a better job of getting these guys prepared. And I promise you that they'll be ready to go against UC Riverside, and we'll be amped up, and the guys will be really excited, and you'll see a better effort from your pilots.
Well, that's the one thing we've seen throughout. This team takes steps.
Yeah.
And we know that some of these things will get cleaned up. We know Wanse and T-Rob are going to start knocking down threes any day now. So hopefully it starts on Sunday. Head coach Shante Leggins, congratulations on the win tonight. And we look forward to a little Sunday matinee.
Sunday matinee. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you get out there and check us out. Real quick, we beat Villanova last year.
Yep.
And Villanova's coming in here this year to play our women's team.
6 o'clock Friday.
Do not miss that game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our girls' team, our women's team has come out and played really good basketball. I'm excited to watch Coach Meek do his thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you guys get out here because the environment, the way they play is going to be something special. And this Villanova team is really good. I got a chance to talk to Coach Meek about them today. And if you know Coach Meek, he's getting ready. He's prepared, and he's excited for it. So come out here, support them. You'll see our guys there. We'll be here supporting. We want everybody to show up, all student athletes, all students, come out here for that game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go Pilots.